The surah after surah Yasin begins was-saffat as-saffa. By the oath of those angels who line up in the saffs. Fazzajirati zajra. By the oath of those angels, zajr, which give a warning to the people of Kufr. They do not interfere with the system of Almighty Allah, you will never manage to defeat it. Fattaliyati zikra. By the oath of those angels, who are forever involved, engaged in remembering Almighty Allah, one after the other, inna ilahakum lawahid. Indeed, your deity is only one, Rabbus samawati wal ardh, the creator of the heavens and the earth, whatever is between, wa rabbul mashariq. This is the beginning of the surah in which Allah tabarakala indicates to his system, a system that is not in need of man to fight for the deen of Allah, for they are more than enough angels standing in sufuf. A system that doesn't need man to warn the enemy, don't interfere with Islam. They are more than enough angels. A system that does not need man to remember Almighty Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the most beautiful manner, said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, the beginning of you, the end of you, إِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, man and jinn, all stand on one plane, on the heart of the most rebellious of the people of Kufr. All of you become mad. He said, that will not harm the kingdom of Allah in you. It will not harm. The surah starts that Almighty Allah has more than enough angels and Allah does not need angels. But there are more than enough angels standing in the Saf. They are more than enough to give a warning to the people of Kufr. They are more than enough to remember Almighty Allah one after the other. But Allah Tawakala in His kindness, He allowed this honor to people of this ummah. In His kindness, He allowed this honor to people of this ummah. The angels would have done it, but there would not have been any reward after that, so it's an angel. In the next few years, we will be introduced to what is called the era of the robot. The era of the robot, artificial intelligence, AI, was something that the jinn also saw in the time of Sulaiman a.s. It's mentioned in the books of Tafsir, in the era of Sulaiman a.s. He also had made out of steel certain bodies that resembled the body of man. And thereafter he asked Almighty Allah permission to put a certain amount of soul in it, what we will call current, electric power. And these soldiers moved as part of his army, and swords could not have any effect in it, because you were fighting a robot. The world at the moment, from the time of World War, was to replicate whatever the jinn saw in the time of Sulaiman a.s. To be able to reach that level of total subjugation to one, man and jinn all submitted to Sulaiman a.s. And Sulaiman a.s. was to Allah. The jinn burnt in that era, which was called the golden era of Sulaiman a.s. They burnt. And their desire was to bring back what they called the era of Solomon. But now it would not be a masjid of Sulaiman a.s., it would be a temple. And they would now not recreate it through asking Almighty Allah dua. They would recreate it through playing with the principles of sihr, magic. And where it would bring people to the worship of one Allah. Bilqis was not far. When he brought her, he wanted her not to submit to him. Aslamtu lillahi rabbil alameen. When she came, she said, Aslamtu ma'a Sulaiman. That I, with Sulaiman, submit to Allah. But their system will be known. The whole world must submit. The entire world must submit to one shaitan. No Allah. One system, one devil.
Sulaiman alayhi salam, in his era already he understood that effort will be made. So what a dua he made. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. He completed the building of Masjid al-Aqsa. He made dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave him his dua. He said, Oh Allah, a kingdom like mine, let it not come to anyone after me. A kingdom like mine, let it not come to anyone after me. This entire from world war was to bring about that. The era of Sulaiman alayhi salam, but at the rule of the jinn. Even the robots we are seeing, they have brought it to that. Even that robot that moved in his army. In the next few years, you will see AI everywhere. AI in the houses sweeping, AI in the masjids, there's nothing wrong with it. But then you will see AI in wars, AI in battle, and already it has started. Finally, for that AI to become more powerful than man himself, and that man has to submit, but will that ever happen? La yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Allah Tawarakala also described the system of the shayateen, a dajjali system. And Allah Tabarakala ended it, مَا هُمْ بِبَارِهِ. But they will not reach where they want to reach. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. You enter into the protection of Allah. We are now in the next few years going to see what a move for the devil to reach that point which is unable to reach. And when you can't, you go wild. You go wild. What the world is seeing in Gaza is the meaning of going wild. You become completely blind of even what the world will say. You're overdoing it. Sometimes even other shaitani presidents will tell that I think now we have overdone it. But when you're not getting where you have to get, you go wild. Forget repercussions. Forget the whole world will turn against us. Forget all the years where we acted like we are the oppressed. Now that whole lie has opened up. Now people understood the news, what a lie, military is what a lie, and how the whole world started seeing that you cannot trust these people, we'll have to pull away from them. They knew all that's going to happen, and Allah's system is a unique system. For which reason, sometimes I feel that the blood of the people of Gaza, the blood of the people of Gaza, inshallah will now be enough for the doors of Hidayah for the whole world to open. So much of blood. At the end of the surah, the beginning of the surah, those angels ready for Allah. But Allah gave it the honor to sacrifice for His deen, He gave it to man. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The end of the surah. Indeed, our decision had passed from the beginning for our selected servants, إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ, that they will be the one who will be divinely aided. Help will come from an avenue you can never imagine. All those countries that are now just rising, when World War took place, the enemy never thought Islam will show its face again. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. But at that time when World War collapsed the Khilafah, at that time this verse also remained in Quran. People read it and wondered, what army of Allah? There was no army left. Even the Muslim, what we call so-called Muslim armies, even on their helmets, on their necks, on their heads, they would have one eye. Go and look at the helmets, the uniforms of armies of the world. You'll see that eye there also. Which means even this army belongs to the devil. Even this army. Said, which Muslim army? وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا our army لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. They will take over everything. The Khilafat was collapsed. Which army? But this verse remained in Quran. How the verse remained? The enemy understood they got now one last chance and they went wild from world war. They targeted ulama. They changed madaris into universities. They created scholars who were no longer a scholar but a teacher. From the seats of learning they taught atheism. The whole system changed. They forced one system, one education system, one press system, one book in the world. Everything was put in their hands. But the promise of Almighty Allah, وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, but our army will show its strength. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. When it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the beginning of a surah, you will always see, is it a surah revealed before the hijrah? Then it will be called Makkiyah. Surah revealed after the hijrah, Madaniyah. When they were in Makkah Mukarramah, there was no army. In Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see, he would see oppression on the people so close to him and he could not help them at all. He would pass and he would say, O family of Yasir, sabran ya ala Yasir. How he would say that I can't help you. He saw Yasir martyred. He saw Sumayya radiallahu anha martyred. He saw Ammar bin Yasir saying, O Nabi of Allah, I could not manage. Finally one word came on my tongue. I had to say it. Allah revealed ayat to say, in your heart as long as this iman, don't even worry what came on your tongue. The oppression reached such levels. A sahabi would say, sometimes we would lose our mind. At that moment, even if you had to see the dung beetle going past, we look at the dung beetle, the man says, is this God? Is this God? And finally to stop him hitting us, punish us, say, yeah, whatever you want is God. Just leave me. He said, at that level it reached, we were going through such, and as soon as we would stand up, back to La ilaha illallah. And again the punishment would come. Again. And again in the ending, finish, just leave me, stand up, La ilaha. Again, and again, and again, and again. At that time the surah was revealed that our army, lahumul ghalibun. Do you think our army will ever be defeated? But no army. The decision had passed from the beginning, our servants will be aided, but no aid is coming. A sahabi radiallahu anhu comes and says, O Nabi of Allah, can you not make dua? Can you now not make dua? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying down, he sits up. He says, indeed in the people of the past, there was also oppression and oppressors. He says, there were those days where the oppressor, while the man was still alive, he took the knife and he separated skin from bone. He says, there were those who saw their friend being sliced from the brain, and they knew I'm next. He said, but that did not stop them from the deen of Allah. He said, Allah's help is coming. He said, you cannot be impatient in this matter. You cannot be impatient. This verse was revealed in those days. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. You will have to just turn away from it for a while. Meaning if you're looking in the mirror, why am I growing? You will never see yourself grow. You will have to look away from the mirror. And you will have to say, I see it happening. In this last 2 years, wallah, I have seen a lot happen. A lot. Perhaps those people who read newspapers are still not seeing it. But on the ground, in the last 2 years, starting from what was known just before the failed coup of Turkey, how the world has changed, how armies have changed, how the khiyal in armies have changed, how the feeling amongst Muslims. We once upon a time we said, don't be shy of the deen. Alhamdulillah, now when we enter masajid, we see everyone happy to wear a kurta, a jubba. We see young children putting on the turban. In the past we were dead. Now we don't have to. We see them telling, you don't want to wear a turban. Now we feeling shy. Every day you are seeing youngsters, you are seeing the old, you are seeing men, you are seeing women pulling away from this world. Understanding we were created for something else. When the Khilafat fell, it was the opposite. A woman had burqa. When the Khilafat fell, a woman had burqa. The young children would pull the burqa out of the old woman. And they would call her prostitute. They would call her prostitutes. They would mock at what was their own when the Khilafat fell. And in today's time, the youngster himself, when he goes to get married, he says to the girl, "I would like a girl who's in burqa." Just a few years ago, he pulled a burqa out of the old woman. Allah changed it such. Now he says, "I would love my wife to don the burqa." How things have changed. No system from under. They still put up their schooling system. They put up their media system. They put up their lies. They put up their zalim armies. You say, from where it happens? Allah says, "My promise was read in the Quran." فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ The world has turned. And how the growth started of Islam. No one saw the child of Islam growing. That child has grown to such an extent that the devil is amazed and shocked and so angry that after so much of chance to do what he wanted, he landed up nowhere. He landed up nowhere. Now he has gone for what we call the kill. And even the kill is not working. As he's going deeper into Muslim lives, around the world people are entering into the fold of Islam. As he's breaking, Allah is making. When I visited a country recently, they said the amount of non-Muslims reverting. We asked them, like, "What brought you? Who's calling you?" "No one is calling." That person just says, "Are you a Muslim?" "Hey, I needed to meet a Muslim. I want to accept this faith." So, "For what?" "Say, I just like it. I just like it." Reverting around the world. In blood, Allah has put a lot of barakah. In blood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two khatras, beloved to Almighty Allah. He said, that tear that falls in the love of Allah. And the tear that falls in the fear of Allah. And then he says, two drops of blood. He said, that drop that goes in the path of Almighty Allah. That drop. So one is the tear in the fear of Allah, and one is the drop of blood in the path of Allah. He said, beloved to Almighty Allah, the tear in the fear of Allah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah sometimes would cry. Then when he would cry, he would take that tear. He would rub it in his hands, and then he would put it in his body. On his face. He says, does it not come in the ahadith that tear that shed in the fear of Allah? The fire will not touch that tear. So he says, where that tear wiped that face, where will the fire come for that face? And on the other side, one drop shed in the path of Allah. One drop. Now imagine when you have an ocean of blood. Imagine when you have an ocean of blood. In the books they write an incident. When a saint cried, he cried so much that finally he put his finger there and he saw like a little color of red, like blood. As though I cried blood. He looked at it and he got a little happy. He got a little happy that I cried so much in the fear of my Allah, even blood came. He had a dream at night. He sees an ocean of blood. And it is said to him, for the sake of Allah, lives were given. Lives were given. Today you only manage to get red. For the sake of Allah, lives were given. Said the ocean of blood has already been given. Where you think you something? The people of Gaza have shed blood like ocean. Me and you can at least shed a tear. Please shed a tear. But that tear, ocean of blood will never go unnoticed. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ You just have to turn a little. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ أَبْصِرْ normally means give them some grace, or what we say, look at it from a distance. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ From a distance keep your eyes, something's going to happen. فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ Soon they are going to see. Soon they are going to see. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ Is it that they are hastening for our adab, our punishment? فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ When our punishment will descend at their doorstep, فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ What a terrible morning it will be for those who were given a warning. What a terrible morning it will be. On that day, it won't be they bombed so much and so many died when the decision of Allah comes. When the punishment of Allah comes. Allah started the surah, He could have done it on the hands of the angels in the surah. It could have been Jibreel alayhi salam, one scream, one bang, one lift up. Isa alayhi salatu was salam will one day descend. He will ask the people around him, that if you want, we are now going to face the enemy. I can ask Almighty Allah to just shake the earth. And the earth will swallow them in. And the army will say, that we want to please our insides by doing this fight ourselves. But there is no scream of an angel. Here it is us going to the one who oppressed. When the punishment of Almighty Allah will fall at their doorstep, what a terrible morning it will be. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Again Allah says, you will have to just turn for a while. وَأَبْصِرْ. And from a distance keep your eye. فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. Soon they are all going to see. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. For indeed pure is your Rabb, the Rabb of all majesty. He is pure from whatever they attribute to Him. Sometimes you will hear these guards saying to the Muslim, where's your Rabb? Call your Allah. It means your Allah can't help you. He says, Allah is far from what they are saying. وَالسَّلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And may peace always be upon those who Allah has sent. Normally, Mursaleen refers to the Anbiya alayhi salam. But here, Mursal refers to لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That the decision has already passed for our servants who have been sent. Who have been sent? Many of us have been sent. All of us have been sent. We have been sent to lift up a flag, the flag of Islam. Allah says, وَالسَّلَامٌ. May peace always fall upon them. وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Normally at the ending, when something goes well, you say, Alhamdulillah. The surah shows the ending is going to go very well. The ending will be Alhamdulillah. Before the ending, Allah's peace will always fall. Recently, a person met someone who was in Syria. In Syria, he was for about 12 years. 12 years locked up in one jail. I asked him, how did you manage 12 years? He said, sabr. He said, 12 years? How you make sabr for 12 years? He said, how do you make sabr? Sabr. Then he asked, so what did you do in the 12 years? He said, I knew a little Quran. And the people who started coming with me in the jail, we would see some dying and some would remain. He says, amazing, Allah brought different people in my jail. Everyone knew that Quran which the other one never knew. We began memorizing from each other what I knew by memory. I thought we had no Quran. He said, in an 8-year period, I memorized the entire Quran. In that state, normally in our madrasa, we bring students. After 3 years, 4 years, you ask, what have you learned? He said, very hard uses. Very hard. You say, what's so hard? He said, mosquitoes. He said, the water is not always hot. Very hard, I'm missing home. A man locked up in a jail, seeing death in front of him. Every day when you hear the bang, you don't know if this is the end of my life. You don't know if your family is alive, your body is aching, you're just sitting. He said, when they came out of the jail, he looked at the sky. He had forgotten how the sky looks. وَالسَّلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In that state, Allah's peace fell on him. In that state, and over 8 years, so calm, he memorized the entire Quran. Allah's peace. May Allah Tawarakallah let us see those happy days. May Allah Tawarakallah make us all faithful to His cause. May Allah Tawarakallah make us all from the ambassadors of Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala anihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.